Chapter 30. I got out of the van, too shocked to see anything but the destruction. It made no sense, made no sense at all. How in the hell could this have happened? How could my spell have turned the phages and sent them here? I stood on the sidewalk outside the house with my mouth hanging open. The streetlights were all out. Only the lights of the van showed the damage, and Thomas turned them off after only a moment. There was no disturbance on the street, no outcry, no police presence. Whatever had happened, something had taken steps to keep it from disturbing the neighbors. I don't know how long I stood there. I felt Mouse's presence at my side, then Thomas's on the other side of me. "Harry," he said as if repeating himself, "what is this place?" "It's Michael's house," I whispered. "His family's home." Thomas flinched. He looked back and forth and said, "Those things came here?" I nodded. I felt unsteady. I felt so damn tired. Whatever happened here, it was over. There was nothing I could do at this point except see who had been hurt. And I did not want to do that. So I stood there, staring at the house until Thomas finally said, "I'll keep watch out here. Circle the house, see if there's anything to be seen." "Okay," I whispered. I swallowed, and my stomach felt like I'd swallowed a pound of thumbtacks. I wanted nothing in the world so much as to run away. But instead, I dragged my tired ass over the damaged lawn and through the house's broken doorway. Mouse, walking on three legs, followed me. There were sprinkles of blood, already dried, on the inside of the doorway. I went on inside the house, through the entry hall, into the living room. Furniture lay strewn all over the place, discarded and broken and tumbled. The television lay on its side, warbling static on its screen. A low sound, all white noise and faint interference, filled the room. There was utter silence in the house otherwise. "Hello?" I called. No one answered. I went into the kitchen. There were school papers on the fridge, most of them written in exaggerated childish hands. There were crayon drawings up there, too. One of a smiling stick figure in a dress had a wavering line of letters underneath that read, "I love you, Mama." Oh, God. The thumbtacks in my belly became razor blades. If I'd hurt them, I didn't know what I would do.
"Harry!"
Thomas called from outside.
"Harry! Come here!"
His voice was tense, excited. I went out the kitchen door to the backyard and found Thomas climbing down from a treehouse only a little nicer than my apartment, built up in the branches of the old oak tree behind the carpenter's house. He had a still form draped over his shoulder. I drew out my amulet and called Wizard Light as Thomas laid the oldest son, Daniel, out on the grass in the backyard. He was breathing, but looked pale. He was wearing flannel pajama pants and a white t-shirt soaked with blood. There was a cut on his arm, not too deep, but very messy. He had bruises on his face, on one arm, and the knuckles on both of his hands were torn and ragged. Michael's son had been throwing punches. It hadn't done him any good, but he'd fought. "Coat," I said, terse. "He's cold." Thomas immediately took off my duster and draped it over the boy. I propped his feet up on my backpack. "Stay here," I told him. I went in the house, fetched a glass of water, and brought it out. I knelt down and tried to wake the boy up to get him to drink a little. He coughed a little, then drank and blinked open his eyes. He couldn't focus them. "Daniel," I said quietly. "Daniel, it's Harry Dresden."
Dresden?
He said. "Yeah. Your dad's friend, Harry."
"Harry?"
he said. Then his eyes flew open wide, and he struggled to sit up.
"Molly!"
"Easy, easy," I told him. "You're hurt. We don't know how bad yet. Lie still."
"Can't,"
he mumbled.
"They took her. We were... Is Mom okay? Are the little ones okay?"
I chewed on my lip. "I don't know. Do you know where they are?" He blinked several times, and then he said,
"Panic room."
I frowned. "What?"
"Second floor. Safe room. Dad built it. Just in case."
I traded a look with Thomas. Where is it? Daniel waved a vague hand. Mom had the little ones upstairs. Molly and me couldn't get to the stairs. They were there. We tried to lead them away.
Who, Daniel? They who?
The movie monsters. Reaper. Hammerhand.
He shuddered.
Scarecrow.
I snarled a furious curse. Thomas, stay with him. Mouse, keep watch.